which some people might say is a very cheesy type of song. But what perfect way to move into a feature on cheese than actually go out with the Beach Boys? Well, obviously, cheese comes to the fore. If we're talking cheese, of course, you need to speak to a genuine cheese legend in Cumbria, in Beverly, Yorkshire, in all sorts of the world. We're delighted to welcome cheese expert extraordinaire and connoisseur. That would be Peter Sidwell. How are you, Peter?
Hi there, how are you?
We're delighted to hear your dulcet tones, Peter. So this particular thing about cheese and the fact that the recent surveys once again put cheddar at the top of our favourite cheeses.
Yeah, it's ingrained in our culture really here in Blighty, isn't it? We love our cheddar.
Well, that makes sense. But in the top five, of course, any surprises from your own perspective?
No, not really. I mean, I think the beauty of cheese is that we, you know, there's over 700 different cheeses in the UK, and I think that is a testament to the artisan renaissance of this country at the moment. We are producing some incredible products, you know, world-beating products, and our farmers are creating great milk. Our producers are creating great cheeses with different characters. They're very distinctive. They're regional, they've got provenance. I think they're just a really great set of products.
King Henry II, of course, was the monarch who declared that cheddar was actually the best in Britain. I mean, what do you think our sort of current monarchy would go? Do you get any sort of word down the line?
Oh, I can imagine that, you know, they would just, yeah. There's always a good cheddar somewhere on a cheese board in this country, but it's not just about cheddar. I think there's some incredible cheeses. I mean, the Lincolnshire Poacher must be your local cheese. I love that one. It's got such an incredible flavour.
Well, I must admit, Lincolnshire Poacher is a classic. Of course, there's the Lincolnshire Red, not to be confused with the Lincoln Red, which is a cattle. I don't know, it's very confusing. One of those two is sort of that. And when we're up in Teesside, who knows what the situation could be. In the studio, Peter, we've got a fine soul whose Iona peers, and Iona actually said something which might be sacrilegious, because Iona, your favourite cheese is?
I like cheese strings.
What?
Cheese strings, Peter.
That's not on my list.
there's always a slight sort of change in that particular. We've also got Ace author Jenny Finch. Jenny, cheese, are you a cheese person?
Oh yes. I'm very fond of Emmental, but my favourite local cheese is Black Bomber, which we get in the deli at Saltburn. It's beautiful.
I mean, has the Black Bomber managed to cross over to Cumbria as yet, Peter?
Yes, I've tried the Black Bomber. It's got a great flavour. And I love the name. And people can be very playful with the marketing of these cheeses, and that can be the success of it. You know, there's so many different cheeses out there. You could just talk about them forever.
And we probably could do, but I mean, obviously, I think the fine folk at On Broadcast might sort of be a bit concerned. Who said, forever? It was only supposed to be 10 minutes. What's going on here? You know, as we head into the 23rd century. Looking at the numbers, though, I mean, just number crunching for a bit, £2.8 billion on cheese. That's quite a substantial industry.
It certainly is. I mean, you can't argue with the numbers. Clearly, we like to buy our cheese. And I think, you know, often when you talk about cheese, you think about the French and how all the cheeses and things like that are ingrained in their culture. But it really does play a massive part, in the UK and what we eat. You know, it has changed so much, this country, in the way we cook, our knowledge of food. And I think we are always looking for that local product where we can, you know, that really distinctive, iconic provenance is such a big part. And people's knowledge of food is getting higher and higher, and their expectations of it. And actually, it almost becomes this kind of voyage of discovery of new cheeses, and where are they coming from, and that pride of what's on your doorstep.
Jenny, you was kind enough to introduce us last year to the Saltburn International Food Festival, which I think goes into another year this year. Will cheeses be on display there, Jenny?
Quite a large number, yes. Oh. Not just cow's milk cheese, but also goat and sheep cheese as well.
I'll be looking forward to that, because I'm coming to cook there this year.
Yay!
I shall meet you there.
You're right. I'll bring the crackers.
Thank you, Gromit.
It's a whole new world. Talking about names, of course, Peter, and leads us to that appalling joke, which I once heard but can't get out of my brain. How do the Welsh miners eat their cheese? Answer, carefully. But carefully does emerge. I thought I'd leave you a couple of moments for that to sink in, really, whilst I sort of hang my head in shame. But in terms of names, I mean, some of those sort of aspects about cheese, they do relate to the area so tightly, don't they, Peter?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's made from cow's milk, you know, or sheep's milk or goat's milk, and they graze on the pastures of that area. And these farmers are now, they're either getting the milk out to producers who are making the cheese, or they're now making it themselves. And they're looking to create products with added value. There's not so much value in just milk now, but obviously if you can turn it into cheese, you know, cheese has wonderful abilities to be able to carry flavours, and it can change through the season. You know, you get slightly different flavours depending on time of year and things like that. So, you know, it's a chef's dream to get hold of different cheeses, and how do we work that into our menus or at home when, you know, when we're cooking and things like that. And in the summer at the moment, the weather is so beautiful, any excuse to sit outside and eat dinner is all right by me. So I'm at the moment, we're trying to create, you know, lovely salads and things like that with great cheeses, you know, and they all play a different part and work with different ingredients. And I think it's really important to get textures and contrasts and balance and freshness, fruitiness, nuttiness. And salads are a great way of getting all those different elements in. I'm not a massive salad fan until I can make it myself and make it really exciting, because all too often salads can be a bit dull, in my opinion, but they shouldn't be. They can be incredible, you know, and you can put, they're as good as the ingredients you put into them. And it's just getting that nice balance of all the different textures and things like that with them.
See, our mouths are watering already, Peter, with that sort of fantastic description. I've got to ask you, the Cornish Yarg. Would you like to explain the background in terms of why Cornish Yarg, which sounds like an alien from the upcoming Star Wars movie coming across, you know, how did Cornish Yarg get its name?
Well, they ended up wrapping it, didn't they, in nettles, really, to help preserve it. And it's become one of those very distinctive British cheeses. And when I've been touring around the country doing sort of different TV programmes, it always comes out, and I think you just associate the region and that cheese together, and you can do it. You can plot your way all around the UK with cheese, everyone loves their local cheese. You know, there's lots of different things going on, and there's a whole new wave of sort of new artisan producers that are coming through now, and they're doing quite different and exciting things. You know, there are some cheese producers that are working with wild garlic in the spring. There are some that are working with nuts and things like that in the autumn, and they're working with different fruits in the summer. So there's all kinds of different things going on. But ultimately, it's great for customers because you get these incredible products.
And, of course, Cornish Yarg is grey spelt backwards. Sorry, I just always put that in there because it just appealed to me. How can people find out more information, should they choose to do so, about cheese and some of the fabulous recipes and thoughts you've been providing today for us, Peter?
Well, if you go to britishcheese.com, there's a cheese map on there that will show you all kinds of different cheeses, where they come from. It's full of recipes. So just go to the website, have a little look around, get yourself to your local cheesemonger, your deli, or your farmer's market, and you'll be able to taste and buy until your heart's content.
Peter, it's been an absolute genuine delight, and of course the added bonus that come August the 2nd, I believe, because that's the sort of the Saltburn Food Festival, we might hopefully see you in Poisson in Saltburn.
Whoa! Yes, certainly will.
So, for two final questions, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme this morning?
I have indeed, thank you.
And as I say, we kind of already answered the other one, because Peter Sidwell, the roadshow that is Peter Sidwell and phenomenon when it comes to cheese and culinary matters, will be on tour and we'll catch up in Saltburn. Peter, we'll see you again very soon.
Great, thanks very much.